The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Lee, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished visitor, Ed Gardner, sometimes known as Archie of Duffy's Tavern. And here, singing through a full beard, is Bing Crosby.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay and a million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka, and when we've lit the torch of liberty in each blacked-out land across the sea, well, a man can proudly say I'm free. We'll be dancing the victory polka, and then we'll give the mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir. And we'll heave a mighty sigh when each gal can kiss the boy she kissed goodbye. And they'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review, when this lovely dream has all come true. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
Dance, dance, dance the victory polka.
Jive, jive, merry throng.
Sing, sing, sing the victory polka.
Raise your voices loud and strong.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay and a million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
And when we've lit the torch of liberty in each blacked-out land across the sea, when a man can proudly say I'm free, we'll be dancing the victory polka.
And then we'll give the mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir. And we'll heave a mighty sigh when each gal can kiss the boy she kissed goodbye.
And they'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review.
This lovely dream has all come true. We'll be dancing.
We'll be romancing.
We'll be dancing and romancing the victory polka.
Bing Crosby and the Old Kraft Music Hall heading out by shortwave to the battle stations of the world. One of these battle stations is the agricultural front right here at home, where men and women who till the soil and raise the foodstuffs that the world works and fights on. They labor long hours to produce the mountains of food necessary to win a war. The United States Army and the Navy is now recognizing these men and women of agriculture with a new award, the Army Navy A for Agricultural Achievement. And this evening we salute one of the first groups of these great men and women of agriculture to receive this award, the farmers of Dodge County, Wisconsin, who today, in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, received the Army-Navy A Award for outstanding service on the agricultural front. Congratulations, men and women of Dodge County. I'm sure everyone here in the Old Kraft Music Hall and everyone within sound of my voice joins me in thanking farmers everywhere for what they're doing for victory. Now, as usual, we have with us in the hall this evening a galaxy.
All right, okay. Everybody knows who's here. Cut that and get into your song. Right.
Hey, Ken, what is this treatment I'm getting here? What?
Well, I thought you knew, Bing. This is Yuki, your new boss.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
Self-appointed.
Wait a minute. Now, look, here, just a minute. You've been away 5 weeks. Things have changed. I'm the one that gives the orders around here now. When I want something done, there's not going to be any argument. So go ahead and sing.
Yuki, run down to the drugstore and get me a soda.
What flavor?
New boss, huh?
Well, I was going pretty good there for a minute, wasn't I?
You were sailing, yes.
Did you miss me while you were away, Bing?
Ken, every time I heard a radio, I thought about you.
How about me, Bing?
Every time I heard a song, I thought about you, Trudy.
And me all.
Every time I heard music, I thought of you all, John Scott.
Did you miss me?
What's new around, Ken?
I told you what's new. Me. I'm the new Yuki.
Yeah? Who got hooked for the old Yuki?
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're going to like me. You see, the new Yuki is pleasant, the new Yuki is friendly, and the new Yuki is generous.
Hmm. Could you let me have $10?
The new Yuki is also broke.
Sorry.
I really see a change in Yuki, Bing. I mean it. The new Yuki just makes my heart dance.
I'm sitting this one out.
Oh, the little trouble is that since I've changed from the old Yuki to the new Yuki, I've got a split personality.
Easy, son. You haven't got enough to split with anybody.
Everybody's noticed the change, Bing.
Have they?
Even my landlord asked me what happened, so I told him there was now an old Yuki and a new Yuki.
Was he satisfied?
Not till I pay rent for two people.
Say, Bing, you may not know this, but I've asked the new Yuki up to my house for New Year's Eve.
See, Bing, already I'm getting places.
You serious, Ken?
Well, sure. I want to ring out the old Yuki.
Let's rush the season and start now. What do you say?
Say, Bing, what'd you do while you were away?
Well, I was busy until the last few days, which I spent hunting in what the Australians call the bush.
You must have been lucky. I can see you wearing a bush.
Well, it's the brush I wish I could give you.
Thanks. Which reminds me, I don't like to hint, but
you know
if you did any shopping, well, I mean, while you were away, did you get my Christmas present?
No, did you send me one?
No, that isn't what I meant, but being the new Yuki, I'll just let it go.
I don't get all this gum gigging here about a new Yuki. What is it?
Well, it's hard to describe the difference. You see, the old Yuki was the type that stood on corners and whistled at girls. Now, what would you call him?
A volunteer tomato picker.
Well, that's close enough.
And adequate.
And the old Yuki. Remember, the old Yuki couldn't sing.
And the new one?
Naturally.
Naturally. Naturally.
Listen to this.
Let me hear.
Poinciana. Ha, 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 ha.
The old Yuki.
All right. But you got to admit that the new Yuki has got a lot of get up and go.
Can you get up?
Sure.
Then go.
Bye.
How sweet you are, how dear your tenderly smiling face. Through days all bitter and gray and grim, through nights when even the stars grow dim. How sweet to know my heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace. The world's a lovelier world by far when I remember how sweet you are. The world's a lovelier world by far when I
turning from one of the newer ballads to one that is, well, around the old Kraft Music Hall, an old standby. Standby, sire.
Not a very happy thing for a man to find in his lunchbox is a dry sandwich with a skimpy filling. But I know you women are having your problems in making sandwiches. So learn how much Kraft cheese spreads can help. Kraft cheese spreads, you see, are dairy foods. They're nutritious, they're moist, they're rich tasting. And Kraft gives you 9 different spreads, so there's not a chance of monotony. Every one of these delicious cheese spreads is a splendid ration point value. There's Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, Pineapple, Relish, Limburger, Roca, American Spread, or Pimento American Spread, and Zestful Old English Spread. Remember, when you use a Kraft cheese spread in the lunchbox sandwiches, it can be both the spread for the bread and the filling for the sandwich. When you shop tomorrow, get one or two glasses of delicious Kraft cheese spreads.
Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to put me into a coma when the mandolins play.
Oh, way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's the Garden of Eden. That's what I mean, oh. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop, oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile, oh, stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Oh,
I want to go to New Orleans.
I hear him.
I want to go to New Orleans.
How he's talking.
I want to go to New Orleans. I want to go to New Orleans. I really want to go and stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child. Where the people are gay and stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child. Where the people are gay and full of smiles in New Orleans.
Oh, what do you think I'm thinking when you think I'm thinking that I'm thinking wrong?
You know it's New Orleans.
Where do you think I'm going when the winds are blowing and I'm going strong?
Right out to New Orleans.
Well, I ain't going east and I ain't heading west. I ain't a-going over the cuckoo's nest. I'm a-bound for the town of that Isle of Bess.
What do you think of whisper when I whisper that the nights are growing long? You know it's New Orleans.
Now,
what do you think I'm doing when I'm doing what I'm doing all at long? You're packing up.
Why don't you stop?
Or won't you give your last affair a little smile? Oh, stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, the boys are ready tonight, weren't they? Those citizens who listen to the radio attentively must certainly be familiar with the doings at Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat and where a character named Ed Gardner works under the nom de dump of Archie. Well, Archie, did you have any trouble finding the old Kraft Music Hall?
No, I just walked up to a cop and I says, where's the least likeliest place to find Sinatra? Here I am. So you're back from your vacation, huh, Bing?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have a nice rest?
Yes.
Yeah, so did we.
Muchas gracias, amigo. Tell me, Arch, I suppose you're here because Thursday is Cook's night out, and so naturally Duffy's is closed.
Oh, perish forbid. We don't close the place just because it's Cook's night out.
How do you serve food?
Crosby, on Cook's night out, not only do we serve food, it is noticeably better.
What's wrong with your cook?
Well, the guy's monotonous. Sheer monotonous. He's got a positive maniac over pig's feet, you know. Monday, we get pig's feet pickled. Tuesday, pig's feet a la Newberg. Wednesday, pig's feet Rockefeller. That's sautéed in crude oil, you know. Yeah, very rich, you know.
Oh, you'll break up.
And guess, what are we getting on Friday?
Friday?
Piggy of soul.
Won't he ever serve fish?
In a pig's foot, he will. Boy, it'll be a thrill when I leave that joint.
What? What's it? Did I hear right? Are you leaving Duffy's?
Yeah, I'm opening my own joint, Crosby's Tavern.
Hey, well, wait. Easy here. Just pull up here. Not that that name isn't music to my ears, but Crosby's Tavern?
Yeah, didn't your father tell you?
No.
Don't you Crosby's ever talk to one another? Your dad was down to our joint Tuesday, and he says I can use the name Crosby after he adopts me.
Well, adopt? Hold the phone here. That'll make you my brother.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I gotta make some sacrifices.
It begins to appear that Dad may have made another one of his hasty decisions. Mm. Now, look, Archie, it's not...
Just a second, Archie. The name is Boff.
Boff.
Yeah, Buff Crosby. I had a couple of other pseudonyms in mind. Ding, dong, bong.
You sound as if you had bells ringing in your head.
Yeah, that's what your father liked about me. Says I was a real Crosby.
Real Crosby, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Never won a nickel on a horse in my life.
Oh. Move over. You're beginning to sound like a real brother.
Thanks, Bing, which brings us up to the subject of money.
Oh, yes. Well, you're in the family, and in our family, we never hesitate to lend money to a relative.
You think of me as a relative, Bing?
I certainly do, Buff. Could you let me have 10 till Tuesday?
Couldn't you think of me more as a distant relative?
You sound more like a close relative.
But look, Bing, the idea is that I wanted the dough from you.
What for?
To open Crosby's Tavern.
But, Buff, do you think this is a good time to open a restaurant? Where are you going to get meat?
Don't worry, we'll get meat somewhere. By the way, Bing, how's your horses doing lately?
Pardon me for intruding, Bing, but before you put any dough into a restaurant, you better make some kind of a deal with a laundry for linen.
Mr. Cobner, the linen problem is no problem. We'll handle it like we do at Duffy's. We'll use paper napkins over and over.
Do you mean at Duffy's you wash paper napkins?
Wash them? Ridiculous. We got an eraser.
I don't know. That's a strange touch for me, Arch, this me and the restaurant business.
But Bing, I already paid a deposit on the electric sign. I got it very cheap.
What does it say?
In big letters, Madam Finch's Delicatessen.
Madam Finch's Delicatessen? I thought you wanted to use the name Crosby's.
For that, you think I'm going to pass up a perfectly good secondhand sign?
Well, yeah, but there'll be a lot of people, they ain't going to come in because they're looking for Crosby's.
Well, it'll balance up. Think of the people who'll come in looking for Madam Finch.
I don't know. There's a question in my mind whether or not that would bring us the right kind of trade.
Well, if it don't, we'll change the sign. Under where it says Madam Finch, we'll put your picture.
That's nice. Yeah.
With them whiskers, it will be addedly amusing.
Yeah.
You ain't hiding a bow tie under them,
No, that's
things.
All. No. That's everything is available.
Just a minute. Think what you're doing, Bing. I mean, don't be associated with a place that caters to bumps.
Don't be sensitive, Yuki. Drop in any time.
He thinks that that's just a clever way of calling me a bum.
I personally didn't think it was clever.
No, neither did I. Look, Biff, look.
You don't have any trouble. You can use my teeth.
Look, Bop, any other guy would boff you. You're lucky that I'm not sensitive.
Well, I'm lucky you're not bigot, too.
Say, Archie.
Yeah, Mr. Trotter.
If the food's good, I might eat at your new joint, because I always say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah, but in your case, Mr. Trotter, there must be a shortcut.
Oh, that must be for you, Buff. Nobody ever calls me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh? Hello? Buff Crosby speaking. That's right, Duffy. I've changed my name to a cognito. Huh? How do you spell Buff? How do I know? I ain't had time to puzzle it out yet. Probably B-O... That's enough, huh? Well, what's wrong with me changing my name? Lots of people do it. Remember that burlesque queen, Myrte LaMyrte? Yeah, that was just a phony to give her a little more class. Certainly, her real name was Gert LaGert. Well, Dad Crosby's adopting me. That's why I'm changing it. Yeah, it'll be nice, too, you know. Every night, Dad tucking his kids been to bed, you know, and reading to us from an old scratch sheet. Yeah. Every morning, being eighth in line outside of the bathroom, listening to that beautiful singing, not having to look at that ugly kisser of yours no more. Well, I told you, I'm quitting. It's no use, Duffy. It's no use you arguing. Tears and lamentation won't help you. Nope, I'm through.
Bob, just a minute. Don't you think you're a little hasty in resigning from your job?
Bing, when a man pays you $15 a week for 15 years, you don't resign. You escape. Now about our joint. You could help me with the floor show.
Oh, you mean you want me to sing?
Well, I suppose we could change your style.
What's wrong with my style?
Too quiet, Bing. You'd never drown out the jukebox.
Well, wouldn't it be possible to, shall we say, tone the jukebox down a little?
What, after a guy puts a nickel in it, you want to start a riot? Hello? What, Duffy? Huh? Well, how did it happen? Okay, Duffy, I'll be right there. All right, now keep cool. Okay. Bing, I got to rush. Our deal is off.
What's wrong? What's
well, I got to go back to the guy. I can't be a rat and walk out on his hour of need.
What happened?
A guy just walked in and won a cigarette lighter out of the claw machine.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Time marches back. 1930, the nation is playing miniature golf, and the last French troops of the Army of Occupation are withdrawn from the Rhineland. 1930, Hitler gains 107 seats in the German Reichstag, and the Graf Zeppelin flies the Atlantic. 1930, and thinking men are saying...
Oh, boy, imagine this Bobby Jones copping all four major golf titles. Gee, I guess there's only one person ever going to beat him.
Who, Harry?
Oh, a certain girl at the Bijou Burlesque Theater.
How could a burlesque queen beat Bobby Jones?
Why, it figures. Every week she goes around in less and less.
Oh, yeah.
Three little words. Oh, you know that song is getting very big down at the pool room?
Well, it should. It's a lovely song.
Isn't it?
Three little words. I love you.
Oh, they got three different ones down at the pool room.
What are they, Harry?
Who ran second?
I'll tell you another tune I like, Trudy. It goes like this here.
Will I ever find the girl in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize that light in eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is my a dream, yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize that light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is mine? Never even know that he is my ideal.
So we have a song that was popular way back in 1930. Here's what's being popularized today. Tell us, sire.
Many mothers tell us that the Kraft cheese spreads are something they just can't do without. When the children come rushing in from school, a busy mother can whisk a good lunch together in a hurry if she has a glass or two of Kraft cheese spreads in the house. For instance, Kraft pineapple spread, pimento spread, American or American pimento spread. Any one of these makes swell sandwiches for the youngsters. A bowl of soup, a glass of milk, and a nutritious lunch is ready. For Dad's lunchbox sandwiches, Limburger spread, relish spread, and Old English are favorites. And say, do the high school kids love to find a glass or two of Kraft cheese spreads when they set out on a refrigerator raid. Kraft gives you a variety of 9 of these dairy spreads, wholesome and nutritious, for they're made from milk. Moist and rich tasting, they're all you need for spreading sandwiches or snacks. And the point cost is low. Every one is a grand ration point buy. So tomorrow when you're shopping, save a few points for these delicious, wholesome spreads that help you so much. And for quality in cheese spreads, always look for the labels marked Kraft.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Will find me where love might be. I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams.
Let's be true this year to those millions who'll be home for Christmas only in their dreams. We can be true to them and we can help them on to victory by giving war bonds and stamps as Christmas gifts. And that way you're helping to buy the material that fighting men need to win with. Our guest next Thursday is going to be that star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's new picture, Best Foot Forward, Lucille Ball. Good night.
Ed Gardner appeared tonight with the courtesy of Bristol Myers, makers of Salafatico and Minute Run. The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Ladies, listen. If you're puzzled over how to get variety into your family's lunchboxes, try these eye-appealing, taste-tingling treats made with Kraft Salad Mustard. Blend creamy Kraft Salad Mustard into the yolks of hard-cooked eggs and make a delicious golden filling for deviled eggs. What a hit for lunchtime. If Dad perhaps likes mustard flavor that's just a bit nippier, try pleasing him with this other popular variety. I mean Kraft Mustard with horseradish added. Your dealer has them both, Kraft Salad Mustard and Kraft Mustard with horseradish added.
The Kraft Music Hall came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.